And now over to Richard Dimbleby.
The sound you are now hearing is the great combined services Christmas pudding in the making. Now, I'm standing by the great dry dock at Chatham in which the Christmas pudding is being mixed. Standing next to me is Admiral Seagoon, RN.
Well, we've had a good day today.
Grandson.
Number 3 flotilla mortar torpedo boats have been going backwards and forwards churning up the mixture. The cruiser Ajax has been following in their wake, dropping depth charges to bring the raisins to the surface.
How perfectly splendid to see the finest traditions of the silent service being maintained.
Yes, we try to keep the men happy when they're off duty by giving them little tasks like this.
We could do with more of that spirit, sir.
You could do with a big clout on the back of your big fat steaming nut now.
Put that admiral under arrest.
My MPs.
How do you test the density of this great patriotic pudding mixture?
We've sent a diver down. He went down half an hour ago. We're getting rather worried.
Why?
He hasn't got a diving suit on.
What a splendid joke that was to play on him. And now the great dockyard is being cleared as the fairy gannets of 824 Squadron swoop low over the pudding. Their bomb bays are open, and yes, down comes the candied peel, stone ginger, and sultanas. A direct hit on the great Christmas pudding mixture. This is indeed a grand day for the Empire.
Pardon me, sir. Oil tankers standing by for to take on the pudding, sir.
Right. Right, yeah. Tell them to drop the suction pumps into the mixture and suck it.
Right, sir.
And so the great pudding mixture is siphoned out of the dry dock and into the great all-British oil tanker, Aristotle Onassis.
Yes, she'll transport it to an empty gasometer near Salisbury Plain. And then on the pudding is under army command, unfortunately.
Thank you, Admiral Seagoon. And before we go, what is the great record of your choice?
I should say, Max Gildrew.
I'm off to...